O-lineman from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are in town on Saturday. Chris Greaves joins us now. Chris, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Could you teach a virtual offensive lineman course online?
I try my best, but it sure as hell would be hard.
Like it's kind of sad that, you know, phys ed is looked upon as such a negative class, because I know for a lot of, especially maybe athletes, phys ed was one of the favorite courses.
Absolutely. You know, you have to go and play and get marks for it, which is amazing.
Yeah, it was nice. Chris, you're entering year number six for you in the CFL, all with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You know, 310 pounds, 6'5", out of Western. How much do you feel you're kind of in the prime now? Like, how many snaps does it take for an old lineman to get comfortable at the CFL?
It really depends on the old lineman. You know, some guys adjust really fast. Like, for instance, Brett Jones for Calgary, he adjusted fast. And some guys take forever, you know. Some guys just take a bit longer to develop. And, you know, it's a learning process. You continue to learn as time goes on, and that's it. You just keep on learning.
What has been the biggest adjustment over time for you?
Well, the biggest adjustment over time, well, I started as a defensive lineman, and the biggest adjustment is just remaining technical all the time, you know, just making sure you take the proper footwork and hand placement and stuff. You know, in the heat of the moment, sometimes you have the tendency to get a little wild, so to speak, and, you know, not rely on your fundamentals, and it's the toughest thing.
Now, being a former defensive lineman, naturally D linemen are a little bit more aggressive than O linemen because you're attacking, right?
Yeah.
Do you find you still have that mentality? Does that help you as an offensive lineman, or do you sometimes have to rein in your emotions?
Sometimes you have to rein in your emotion, and, you know, it's more about balance on the offensive line. So playing under control is the main thing, and that's the main focus more than anything. You know, some plays you get to be aggressive like a D lineman, but for the most part you try to stay balanced and remain in control.
Being a guard, you're likely going to see Elmondo Sewell at times. You know, he's one of the better interior guys. What's the biggest challenge he presents?
Well, the biggest challenge is he's very strong. He's regarded around the league as one of the strongest guys in the CFL, so, you know, he just has the power to throw people around. So the main thing is just staying low, and that's how you balance.
When a guy has that type of strength, and he's not very big, right, like that, so I'm sure it's hard. He can get under the pads of the offensive lineman maybe more than some of the other tall guys, right?
Oh, yeah, in a sense, because he's a bit lower to the ground, but, you know, it's just up to us to remain low and combat it that way.
We saw Odell Willis go into the bench of the Ottawa Redblacks last week. Got a penalty for it, and then his coach actually benched him in that. You know, he's a real free spirit on the field, an aggressive, fast player. And I know as a guard, you don't necessarily go against him unless they're going to stunt and he's going to come inside. But the Eskimos D line with Marcus Howard and Willis on the edges, they've been creating a lot of havoc. Chris, do you need to move the pocket around to have more success against the D line, or is it better to kind of just be stationary?
Well, the greater the variety in the offense, the greater, you know, we will be able to keep them at bay and keep them guessing. You know, if we're able to run the ball and if we're able to do play action because of us running the ball, it'll keep them at bay a bit. You know, when we get in situations where they know we're pass rushing, that's when they feast. And we have to do everything to prevent that.
Chris Greaves, offensive lineman for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, joins us. Drew Willey has really emerged as a solid quarterback for you, and I know offensive linemen have that big brother mentality when it comes to their quarterback. Everybody saw the hit last week, Chris. How hard is it in that moment? I'm not sure if you saw it live or just saw the remnants of it afterwards to not kind of go into protector mode.
Yeah, it is pretty tough. You know, you don't want to get flagged, and these days penalties and fights are expensive, but, you know, you always just want to look out and protect for your quarterback just because treat him like your little brother and you just want to see him succeed. So, you know, it is tough and you do get emotionally fired up, and especially when he gets hit. And, yeah, you know, you just got to do your best to remain in control and keep your emotions in check.
Offensive offsides across the league are up significantly this year. Why do you think? Mm-hmm.
Just because the two back judges, you know, they get a better view of everything. And plus, you know, before that, I believe there's only like one guy looking at the line from what the linebackers were, I believe, before, but now you have two guys who are just focused on the backfield. And, you know, they just see everything now, and they aren't afraid to throw their flags this year. So, you know, we've got to deal with it, and that's just the way the league is.
Have the coaches, has there been any conversations with your team? Okay, guys, because, you know, pre-snap penalties are lining up offside are definitely penalties that that should easy to rectify.
Yeah, they are easy to rectify, and our coaches always say, you know, it takes no physical or mental ability. Well, it does take some mental ability to stop those penalties. You know, we're in complete control, and all it takes is just being disciplined and communicating at the end of the day, just to remind ourselves, you know, when the snap count is, when the time of the waggles, and do all those things.
What have you seen as the biggest improvement in the development of Drew Willey?
I don't know. He's always been a big quarterback, but, you know, he's seen the field well, and he's not afraid to sling it, and that's the main thing, you know. Yeah, being fearless and not being afraid to make the big throw, you know, regardless of what happens.
Chris Greaves from the Bombers joins us. Winnipeg, over the last few years, hasn't had a ton of success in Edmonton, Chris. Obviously, you're looking to change that on Saturday. Why do you feel your team has struggled at Commonwealth?
Oh, you know, Edmonton, they've always had a good defense, and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, we just haven't played well there. But this is a brand-new year, and we're looking to, you know, go in and just do what we do at the end of the day, and the game will be competitive. You know, they're a good team. It'll be a close game, and, you know, we just got to do what we got to do.
You know, the Eskimos, they have good talent on defense, but does Chris Jones, how he calls his defense, do they keep you guys on your toes more than other defenses in the league?
The league is changing all around. You know, all the defensive coordinators are going to sub-packages where you see more little guys instead of big guys, so less down linemen.
Okay.
And Chris Jones kind of started that trend, and, you know, he's continuing with it. And he also brings very interesting blitzes and stuff. So you always got to remain on your toes. He does a good job of mixing it up. And it's up to us as a team to, you know, see the bigger picture and pick it all up.
As an O-lineman, when there's fewer D-linemen and, as you call, more little guys on the field, you clearly would have more of a strength advantage, no doubt. But is the speed become a factor? What's the biggest challenge then when you're going up against more, quote, little guys?
The biggest challenge is they can do versatile blitzes. That means they can bring people from anywhere on the field just because the little guys can sub for other little guys. For instance, you could have a versatile linebacker like Dexter McCoyle go play safety for a play and then have a guy who's playing safety blitz. Mm-hmm. You could just interchange a whole bunch of parts on defense, and that's just the way it goes. And, yeah, we just got to stay on our toes and see it all.
So do you find then as an O-lineman, and you know, O-linemen historically have always been, you know, more of the cerebral guys on the field. You got to think a lot. You know, it's just not relying on the physical tools. Do you have to, you know, spend more time in film work knowing which guys are likely to maybe disguise where they're coming from on defenses now that compared to maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, film's always been an important part of the game, and it has been for, as far as I know, the last 25 years to 30 years. So it hasn't changed at all, and, you know, that's the best way to find out about the team you're playing without actually playing them is to look at the film.
Well, Chris, continued success. Enjoy season number 6 for you, and have fun on Saturday night at Commonwealth.
All right, thank you very much.